Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jonworks.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. It is Friday, the 27th day of March 2009. We have our weekly financial update with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster joining us in 1 hour. Then we have Dr. Whitaker, just an amazing researcher on the causes and solutions to disease, malnutrition, and the medical sins that are killing the world. His book is Medicine, and it just gets into this the amazing situation we're facing with the New World Order Rockefeller medicine. So that is coming up in T-minus 2 hours from now, and we'll have open phones when he joins us there on the show. Interesting here, I also see that I have a interview coming up after the show with the Huffington Post. Wonder what they want to talk about. And a bunch of radio interviews tonight, I tell you. I don't feel too wicked, but I guess the saying, no rest for the wicked, we're all fallen. And there is no rest for those, I guess, trying to fight the good fight against the wicked. So I guess that goes both ways. Okay, I am trying to ferret this out because there's so many bills. There's 5 different bills in the House that have language about compulsory national service and different variants of it. The House and Senate passed versions into conference that had language concerning compulsory service and setting up a body to set up systems for compulsory service. Then I got a version of the bill that had it removed, and now I'm getting all these calls and emails and reports, people saying, no, that it's been added back in. And this is what happens with these bills. They're being attached to hundreds and hundreds of other bills and larger packages as it's debated along with the budget. And so we'll get to the bottom of this hopefully by the end of the show today. I got Watson, Paul Watson and others on that situation. Financial experts say recession ends by year's end. This is out of the Associated Press. This is the same group of private Federal Reserve bankers and the same corrupt Treasury Department that has been telling us for years and years that, oh, we're not in a recession. And then they finally came out and said, okay, we've been in a recession for the last few years. Well, now, according to every benchmark, 3 consecutive quarters of contraction, we're into 6 quarters of contraction or a year and a half, 3 quarters of a continual contraction with the economy shrinking and job losses is a depression. It is depression type numbers. Now, it somehow could be reversed, but it won't be reversed setting up a new bank of the world and a new global currency. Now, finally, it's on the nightly news, Fox, CNN, CBS Nightly News, AP, Reuters, just everywhere. Hundreds of articles last week. The UN calling for a world currency issued by the IMF and World Bank together. Now, I want to explain something here. We already have a world currency. The private Federal Reserve is just the regional shareholder of the larger global banking system that's private. A select group of less than 15 families that own the central banks of Europe, England, and the United States. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, France, Switzerland, the list goes on and on. And any nation you see having rebels financed to overthrow it by the West, any nation you see with CIA coups or MI6-funded coups or Mossad-funded coups, that's a nation that hasn't allowed the private banks to come in and take over their issuance of currency. So we already have the world currency. They're already issuing IMF and World Bank monetization. Just fiat money they create out of nowhere. And they go out and buy the other sub-currencies with that. So they just want to make you accept their new global currency and track everything you do. We'll break that down in a lot more powerful transmission lined up for you today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got 3 hours and 52 minutes spanning out before us. Bob Chapman with his weekly visit coming up. And then Dr. Whitaker will be joining us, author of Medicine, to really bring out some hardcore information about how the main medical system is basically a biological chemical warfare system to carry out eugenics against the people. The doctors are compartmentalized, the nurses are compartmentalized, but we have all the Rockefeller Foundation documents, UN documents. It's all a giant eugenics operation. Bill and Melinda Gates, all of it. Their foundation, very wicked. And I happen to have a story here, a mainstream news article that I want to get to later when he's on with us, where they're panicking. In places like the Ukraine, close to half the population is refusing to take vaccines. And the citizens there are not under the total mind control like the American people are and the British are. They're saying, look, people keep dying when they take these shots. People keep getting cancer. People keep there's been a bunch of vaccine trials there that kill the people that take them. They read the news about people dying en masse of the HPV shot here as well in the United States and all over Africa, all over the world. People are refusing. In India, they won't take it. And so now the United Nations and others are moving to try to engineer pharmacological crops, which they've had for decades, but to force you to take vaccines that will be put they will biologically grow in the plants. And then I've got other stories here. Proposed law would require flu shots for preschoolers. I mean, this is the type of just out-of-control news and information that we have coming up later in the show today. When you watch the different pre-G20 meetings that are happening in the councils of Europe in the United States in Congress. I was watching C-SPAN hearings yesterday. They are openly announcing a new global currency. And this is the heart of world government. This is the key to world government. If you are a private group of banks and you can openly, publicly issue your own currency worldwide, you can buy up any country you want, any industry you want. You can buy off militaries. You can buy off the media. And that's what they've already done stealthily through the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England that are privately owned. But they did a scam where the government gets the permission to issue the currency and liquidity, and then they pay interest to the bankers. Well, that isn't enough for the bankers. They are going to, in whole, issue the currency themselves. And then you will pay taxes to them for the right to use their currency, and so you will pay in whole for quote, $1 that will be in a global unit. You will pay for that dollar, and you will pay interest on that dollar. But more importantly, the bankers can then restrict the value of the currency, or they can increase the value of the currency. They can play different regional currencies because they're going to have regional currencies. They don't want to just come out with one global currency. There'll be a global supercurrency, as they've now stated in hundreds of reports. We were reading this in white papers, you know, decades ago. Now it's mainstream news as they roll it out. We're now here. But they still want to have regional currencies they control that are based on the supercurrency. They're just local units of that, so they can rise one currency and lower another to create havoc in the markets and consolidate power as well. You know, they always say they're doing all this for stabilizing effect. It's the exact opposite. They seize power by creating booms, getting everybody in debt to them with fiat made up liquidity and money. And they implode things when they know that mathematically, basically, no country or nation or major corporation can pay it back. This is the name of the game. It's monopoly. It's fire sale. And so that's why they destroyed confidence, and then they have gotten unlimited power in Europe and the United States illegitimately to have tens of trillions of dollars pumped into their coffers, and then interest on that debt, interest on the money they're given. We give them the money, and then we pay interest on the money we gave them to them. But now they're just going to issue it wholesale themselves. And they've been doing this for several years at the Federal Reserve. It's come out. Now they admit it. We told you last year they were doing it. It's come out in mainstream news, London Telegraph, Times of London, Associated Press, Reuters, that the IMF and World Bank are already, and the Federal Reserve, are already issuing a supercurrency that's monetized only to other financial institutions that are part of their cartel. And so while the rest of the world is cash poor and they've cut off the cash conduit pipeline to the people and governments, they themselves are using all of the fiat currency they've created to buy everything up. I mean, this is the most galactic-sized fraud, the most colossal, the most just unspeakably gargantuan, out in the open, ridiculously evil thing you can imagine. So they love people talking about $165 million to AIG. They just absolutely revel in that. No discussion of the $9.7 trillion stolen in the last 5.5 months in the U.S. alone, tens of trillions more worldwide by the same people. No discussion of them openly setting up a world bank and a world currency. I mean, they're putting it in the news and telling you that's the solution, and they're doing it, but no real discussion about how these are criminals and this is world government, even as their articles say it is world government run by the banks. And they're going to bring in neo-feudalism and complete serfdom. So I'm going to go over that report, well, this group of reports here on the show today. But I want to get started with this, and it's 11 minutes long, and then we'll go into the next segment. Listeners in England, they actually used the soundtrack from Endgame. Glad folks are enjoying that. They put a little music under it, but it's clips. And then I saw this 2 days ago, meant to play it the last 2 days. And I've had time since then, because we're going to use some clips of this in the next Obama film. I went and watched hours last night, and then I woke up at 5 a.m. to go back to sleep and watched hours more of the European parliamentary debate on what's happening. And they openly say world government, world taxes, world regulation. Gordon Brown says you won't be able to go anywhere in the world without the new Bank of the World controlling you. He calls it a global Europe. The entire planet will be tied into the European Union. And for those that love to obsess on Rome running things, I have been looking more into it, and the European Union was founded in Rome, Treaty of Rome, 57. The Pope does say it's a world government of the European Union. Tony Blair has converted to Catholicism, and this does have a major thread of the Catholic Church at the heart of it. And I'm not here bashing Catholics. I don't bash Jews. I don't bash Catholics. I don't bash Protestants. I don't like getting into all this infighting that I don't care if you're a Catholic or a Protestant or a Jew or whatever you are. We should be against a Bank of the World ruling us. And Israel's heavily involved. The U.S. is heavily involved. The Rothschilds are heavily involved. I mean, at the top seats of power, it's every major power sector is involved in this. But definitely, I've been researching this deeply, and it really does have a central core of the city of Rome. See, notice how it's a private city of banking, just a few square miles within the city of London itself, that is the financial head of the world. And, you know, mainstream news admits that. And it's privately held and has its own rules, its own laws, and has set the global maritime system of law that we're under, that is tyrannical, that's Napoleonic, that is Roman. It's really Roman civil law, but modern times they call it Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent and the rest of it. Administrative law courts and it's really the law of merchants going back to really before Rome, to Greece and Babylon and Egypt and Alexandria and Cairo. But I digress. Then you have the city of Rome that is setting up this global ecclesiastical merger of all the religions, calling for a new world order. If you're a Christian, it's quite blasphemous to have the last two popes having hundreds of religious leaders, including animists and others, all meeting and saying it's all one God. So you've got to, go ahead and tell it like it is. And that's why a lot of Catholics are very, very upset, I know, and because this is just amazing to see all of this unfolding. And then you have the city of D.C., which is the political military head of the world. And it's a District of Columbia, an incorporated private corporation, and that is a fact. So you have the city of Rome, the city of London, and the city of D.C., the District of Columbia. It wasn't incorporated until long after the founding of this nation and has been slowly, but now we're coming to the end, abolishing all the constitutional institutions and bringing in this tyranny. So that's just some of the news that we will be covering today. When we come back, I'm going to start the first part of this 11-minute clip that, and again, I've been watching hours of the parliamentary debates ahead of the open public rollout of a new global government and a global currency. It's already been set up. But it's kind of like when they build a ship in a shipyard, they've got these big giant curtains. You've all seen the old black and white newsreels. And they drop the giant curtains, and there's a huge ship. And then they release the pins that hold it, and it slides into the water. And, is a big spectacular splash. They have now dropped the curtain. They, April 2nd with the G20, are going to then have it slide off the blocks into the channel. And then in the coming months after that, they are going to bash the bottle of champagne on its stern or on its bow. And it's going to cruise out of the harbor into the open sea. And that's world government. And then they'll just continue with their new financial total world domination, imploding economies, consolidating power, bankrupting everything so they can come in and buy it up, and then turning government loose and spy forces and police state and forced compulsory service being announced everywhere worldwide. And it is just going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, we are in for deep trouble, because when they get this global financial power and a world ID that will still be a national ID but globally standardized, they'll track, trace, track everywhere you're going, control you, you can't run anywhere. Then they're going to carry out the one-child policy, the controlled plague releases. And from here on out, it becomes Hitlerian. The dying is going to start. I mean, it's already starting if you were in Cambodia or Iraq or hundreds of other countries where the globalists are slaughtering people with their proxies. But we're going to start dying here and in Europe, so get ready to die.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
You see, to go back to the shipyard analogy, they build this giant warmock of deviltry, this New World Order system. They build it behind a thin veil, but we knew people that were in there working on it, and the builders of the ship bragged about what they were constructing. They just didn't put it out on the news, and then now they're ready to launch the thing. They can't hide it anymore, so they're announcing it and trying to put a good spin on it. Well, we know what comes next. What they plan to do with this New World Order system that they are almost done with. And that is wage unholy war against the people of the planet, against the people of the world. Now, I want to go ahead and get started with this European Parliament debate. And this is members of the European Parliament from England, France, all over the world, and Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown, is there. So listen carefully. Here it is.
We'll make a statement to the European Parliament on the preparations for next week's G20 summit. As chairman of the G20, Gordon Brown has been offering active international leadership at what is proving to be one of the most difficult times in recent history. The speed with which he has helped develop the G20 as a new tool of international economic governance is both encouraging and impressive.
Today, there is no old Europe, no new Europe, no East or West Europe. There is only one Europe, and it is our home Europe. So I stand here, proud to be British and proud to be European, representing a country that does not see itself as an island adrift from Europe, but as a country at the centre of Europe, not in Europe's slipstream, but in Europe's mainstream. And that is why I'm also proud that by a large majority, our British Parliament ratified the Lisbon Treaty. And I believe that we in Europe are uniquely placed to lead the world in meeting the wholly new and momentous challenges of globalisation ahead.
Prime Minister, you received some criticism this afternoon for your comment, British jobs for British workers, but you can brush that aside, because from the moment you said it, I don't think anybody seriously thought that you would ever, as a British Prime Minister, put the interests of British workers above that of your European dream. And my goodness me, you showed that this afternoon. It's just a pity that apart from UKIP, virtually nobody seems to bother to turn up to listen to you. No, you're very popular here. You're very popular indeed, because within a few days of the Irish saying no to the Lisbon Treaty, you had rammed that treaty through the British Parliament, and you've done it breaking a specific... You see, I said you were popular. You did it breaking a specific manifesto pledge that you would give the British people a referendum on the constitutional treaty. Shame on you, Prime Minister, for doing that. You have devalued democracy in our country. You have devalued the trust that voters have got in you as a British Prime Minister. But, of course, we know the reason why. The reason why is that we would have voted no. You said in your speech that none but those on the extremes oppose European Union. Well, that may be right amongst professional career politicians, but a clear majority of the British people want us to have friendship and free trade with the European Union, but do not want to be members of this political union.
I want to discuss how we can build from a world which looks today unsustainable, unsafe and unequal, a truly global society which is sustainable for all, secure for all and fair to all. And let me repeat, I believe that the European Union is uniquely placed to lead in building this future.
Will you now work to bring the United Kingdom into the euro in the post-recession period?
I am also confident that perhaps after today you will announce the end of a couple of opt-outs, or even, as my friend Graham Watson said, announce the entry of the UK in the euro.
Some of you will know that for many years I've advanced the case for a global Europe and for the economic reforms to make it happen.
The initiative for a global response to a global crisis came from Europe. I will recall that both President Sarkozy and I went to Camp David to propose to President Bush a global response.
But I have made this case so strongly in recent years precisely because I passionately want Europe to be leading on the world stage.
Prime Minister, what a courageous speech.
I see you've already mastered the essential craft of the European politician, namely the ability to say one thing in this chamber and a very different thing to your home electorate. You've spoken
All right.
here about...
We'll come back and play the rest of it. In fact, back it up about 30 seconds where he says a global Europe, a world government. World government dominated by the European Union. That is what all the New World Order documents state. And the U.S. will be nothing but a third world slave group that supplies military forces. That's it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
From the European Parliament calling for world government, which they're now setting up. Then later, folks, I told you Glenn Beck's a snake. He called for Ron Paul supporters, had the army use on him to be arrested last year. He's not a nice guy, is he? No. Now he had Popper Mechanics on last night, and April 6th, they're having a big report basically debunking it. I mean, it doesn't matter if I have thousands of government documents, hundreds of mainstream news articles, congressional testimony. It's in the Houston Chronicle, Associated Press. They're going to have Popular Mechanics say they don't exist. Probably put a book out, a magazine cover, and say I'm a big liar. They'll probably say the MIAC report doesn't exist either. Of course, the state police have now apologized and stopped issuing it, and the lieutenant governor's called for the head of the state police to step down over it. That's in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Kansas City Star, Associated Press. But it doesn't exist. MIAC report doesn't exist either. Oh, boy. None of it exists. All these hundreds of news articles calling for world government oven by the banks doesn't exist either. Beck for weeks has been saying, I'll tell you the truth about the FEMA camps. We're investigating. We're the place to find out if it's true. And then Ron Paul comes on and he says, are you worried about these camps? He said, well, you know, there's a bill to do it, but, you know, I don't think right now it's a problem, but we can't trust the government. And so then both sides misrepresented that. People that are mad at Ron Paul for not being more hardcore said, I got emails about it, saw stories written. Hey, Ron Paul said there's no camps. No, Ron Paul said, well, there's a bill to do it, but, you know, he doesn't see any right now. And he does take too conservative of a position. because I know Ron Paul's extremely well-read. It's kind of like the John Birch Society wrote articles saying black helicopters and urban warfare didn't exist a couple years before they reversed themselves on the cover with about militarization of police. And I actually saw one of their writers at an urban warfare takeover drill in Oakland. And he was there and he said, "Oh, Alex Jones." And I said, "Yeah. Oh, you're here now witnessing the black helicopters." And I even sent them an Associated Press article where they tried to bribe the police chief and others, you know, not just my video interviewing him that broke it, then made it into the San Antonio Express News and AP. But I mailed them that because I saw one of their writers there who'd written a piece saying it didn't exist. But I find he lived in California, so I saw the writer there at the Oakland takeover. And I said, "Okay, give me your card. I'm going to mail you the AP. And you know what? They published the AP article in their magazine and said, "Okay, it's true." So it's like I had McManus in here yesterday, the president of the John Birch Society, which I think does good work. They're good people. And I didn't throw any, you know, hardball questions at him because I just wanted to, you know, pick his brain and, you know, get to know him. And they did do a lot of the groundwork on exposing this whole thing. And a lot of us wouldn't even be here today knowing about this if it wasn't for them. A lot of their material was seminal in waking me up. And good old Bobby Vaughn, my dad's friend, died of a brain tumor 2 years ago, but grew up with him hanging out. He was a big JBSer. He was always bringing their books over and None Dare Call It Conspiracy and giving them to my dad. And then as soon as I could read, I was pulling it off the bookshelf of just thousands of books in our house, my parents' house, every room just full of bookshelves, and storage things full of books. You know, it was that one book I pulled off the shelf. And so we got to thank them. But at the same time, he's in here, and I said, "Yeah, their goal is 7 million people in this youth service corps and these other compulsory volunteer things." He said, "No, Alex, it's 250,000 and then 500,000 is what they want." And I said, "Well, that's in one of the bills to start, but here's the New York Times with the senator saying this is their goal." And he went, "Oh, okay." And he left with the New York Times. So a lot of it is we've just got to continue to educate Ron Paul. We've got to continue to educate the JBS. We've got to continue to educate the liberals, the conservatives, every group. Because all the time, listeners call me and go, "Did you know about this? Why aren't you reporting on this?" And I go, "Thank you. No, I missed it, or I didn't see it, or I saw it and didn't have time to read it and forgot about it." Because we're just overwhelmed here. That's your power out there with films and books and news articles and email lists, is to just continue to educate everybody. You know, now that they're writing hundreds of articles every week admitting world government's real and a bank of the world and a currency and all global currency, a lot of people are saying, "Okay, well, now it's all admitted," and kind of standing down. Some people are. The awakening's bigger than ever, but some people are saying we've done our job. No. In fact, I have to call Paul Watson and Kurt all the time and go, "Look, there's an article here about how they want to make us take implantable microchips." And they're like, "Yeah, everybody knows that. We've written hundreds of articles on it and posted probably thousands over the years, Alex. Old news." And it's not old news to people that didn't know about it and who were laughing at us. Now we can say, "Look, it's openly admitted." And I call Paul up, one of our best writers, and I say, "Paul, you do such great research. Will you put a big master article together?" I've been asking for 2 weeks, like he did on the compulsory service the other day. Excellent story. Much better writer than I could do. And I said, "We need one about how they're openly setting up world government, a bank of the world, and tie it all together with everything." And he said, "But Alex, it's all over the news now. Well, and we've been covering this for years." And I said, "I know, but we have to now bring in the latest information and point out we were right again." I mean, it doesn't matter if it's in, no exaggeration, hundreds and hundreds of news articles, thousands of government documents, army.mil, civilian inmate labor camp program, all of this openly admitted that they're building camps everywhere. They're now forcing people in Hawaii and in California and other states to leave their little tent cities and to go into sports domes and fairgrounds behind barbed wire, and the police search their cars outside, and they search their IDs, and CPS is in there. That's all admitted. I mean, being forced because you're homeless into a camp, that's how this starts in Cambodia and Russia and China and Germany. They first bring in economic degradation, and then they put you into the camps, and they set the precedent, and then, "Oh, there's crime in the camps. We got to build a holding facility, and you're off to the races, and that's what's being openly announced. I mean, they have a bill which just mirrors what they've already built, kind of like they were spying on us for decades without warrants with the National Security Agency and Echelon keyword software, and now they just admit it, and then when it came out that every case of it was a felony, they then retroactively pass a law saying they can do it. Well, just like these FEMA camps are illegal, they're now trying to pass a law. But the key is the bill tells you how the camps are already set up and how the police are in them and the local clergy and the InfraGuard and the clergy response team and medical centers and cots. And in 2000 or 1999, it's in my film Police State to the Takeover, I got calls from workmen taking old 747 hangars at the Robert Mueller Municipal Airport. They just closed and moved to Bergstrom. And it's a huge complex in the middle of Austin, in central East Austin. And part of it they turned into a movie studio, parts of it turned into storage. There's all these hangars and facilities and big airport building, terminals and everything. And I go out there, I interviewed security guards, and he goes, yeah, they're putting in bolts and chains and porta-potties and cots and barbed wire fences inside. And I go put that on local TV, and people say, oh, you're a liar, it doesn't exist. Then local Fox News, 6 months later, goes in, they show the bolts and chains, they show the cots, they show the porta-potties, the fences inside with barbed wire on top. I put that in the film, and people say it isn't real and doesn't exist. And they go, oh, that's a movie studio out there. Well, yeah, part of it is, kind of like FEMA's taking over part of Highland Mall. People go, I drove by Highland Mall. There's still a Sears there. Yes, we said part of Highland Mall, and we've posted two videos of it, and they admit it, and it was in the local paper. I said part of Highland Mall is a FEMA induction center. I mean, another example of this is we post mainstream news where they're putting out their propaganda so people can comment and analyze it. And I talk about this not because we get criticized, but because it's good to analyze people's mindsets of denial. We posted this article out of the Associated Press, Vaccine Refusal Spars Outbreak Fears. It talks about people all over the world, from Europe to Latin America to Asia to you name it, not taking vaccines en masse. You know, in Ukraine alone, 9 million refused vaccines just for one injection. What, MMR, triple jab. Three things in the one shot. And we posted that, you know, to show, well, just the first paragraph and a link to it, so people could read the whole article. And people are commenting, oh, now you're for vaccines, Alex. What is this? See, they lack critical thinking. We're posting an article about how people are refusing to take vaccines. Obviously, it's government propaganda saying you sure need to take it or there's going to be an outbreak, where if you've supposedly taken the shot, you can't get it. And we post it there so I can then come on air and you can read it with me as I read it on air and so I can debunk it. But no, in the mad rush to find some way to try to discredit me, they say, oh, no, he's now saying vaccines are good. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, it's just bizarre that this is how people's mindset works. It's just that they're unable to think in any complex way, and it's bizarre. You know, I'll post an article about how governments all over the world are going to turn the lights off, starting one night a year and then one night a month and then one night a week, training you that industry's bad, that power's bad, training you to have less, to live as a feudal serf under their control. It doesn't mean I'm for turning all the lights out. I'm showing you, you know, I post articles where they say we need a global government and a global bank to issue the currency and control all the governments of the world. And in the Time Magazine article I linked to called The New World Order that said that, people did the same thing. Look at him putting out New World Order propaganda calling for New World Order. No, we're posting the mainstream media admitting all of this so people can see what's going on. It's bizarre. The mental gymnastics people go through. I got sent an email by some fake Christian website saying, Alex Jones is calling for armed revolt. That is not in the Bible. We are to submit to the beast system, basically. And Romans 13 and his Obama deception is bad. You shouldn't watch it. And Alex once spoke at a Unitarian church, which has ties to socialists, so he is a communist. Like if I speak if I speak at Sheraton Hotel in L.A., I don't work for Sheraton. Or if I use a Neumann microphone, I don't work for the Neumann Microphone Company. Or if I have a Sony or Panasonic camera or a Atomix atomic clock or a... I mean, it's just this obsession with Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. He did this. He did that. It's just crazy. And so one of our biggest problems is you have the mainstream media spinning, lying, obfuscating, pushing propaganda, and we're trying to analyze that. But then you have the general public wrecked by the system, wrecked by the establishment, a large portion of it, who are even awake to the New World Order, but they won't spend any of their time actually fighting the globalists. They spend all their time critiquing each other and ninnying and bitching and witch hunts, when all I'm trying to do is say, here's world government with world ID card, total control. They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccine, sodium fluoride in your water. Here's all the studies that it hurts you and harms you. What are you going to do about it? And that's what the globalists are afraid of, is us just simply putting the information out. And I told you our biggest problem is the phony churches telling their people to lay down to corrupt government. It is totally unbiblical. It's wicked. Historically, it's a fraud, and it's just disgusting. Let's finish up with the European Union meetings, openly calling for a global Europe ruling the planet. Here it is.
Some of you will know that for many years, I've advanced the case for a global Europe and for the economic reforms to make it happen.
The initiative for a global response to a global crisis came from Europe. I would recall that both President Sarkozy and I went to Camp David to propose to President Bush a global response.
But I have made this case so strongly in recent years precisely because I passionately want Europe to be leading on the world stage.
Prime Minister, what a courageous speech.
I see you've already mastered the essential craft of the European politician, namely the ability to say one thing in this chamber and a very different thing to your home electorate. You've spoken here about free trade and amen to that. Who would have guessed, listening to you just now, that you were the author of the phrase British jobs for British workers, and that you have subsidised, where you have not nationalised outright, swathes of our economy, including the car industry and many of the banks?
Starting at our debate today, as we prepare for the London summit next week, I propose that we as Europe take a central role in replacing what was once called the old Washington consensus with a new and principled economic consensus for our times.
You cannot continue against public opinion to build this European Union. If you do it against the will of the people, you are storing up enormous social and political problems for the future. Please, please, let the peoples of Europe decide their destiny. Don't have it done in parliaments like this and parliaments like Westminster. It won't work.
I propose that Europe takes the lead in a bold plan to ensure that every continent now makes the changes in the banking system that will open the path to shared prosperity, that every country participates and cooperates in setting global standards for financial regulation, and every continent injects the resources we need to secure economic growth and jobs.
We need a European Financial Services Authority.
We need also to reject all forms of economic nationalism and protectionism.
And I believe that for the first time we can also agree the big changes necessary for coordinated action that will signal the beginning of the end of offshore tax havens and offshore centres.
With its unique experience of setting supranational, transnational rules, we show that the European Union is better prepared than anyone not to impose, but to propose the rules for this globalization.
Our regulations should apply to every bank, everywhere, at every time, with no opt-out for a shadow banking system, no hiding place in any part of the world for tax avoiders who are refusing to pay the fair share.
And as far as the economy is concerned, you've told us that somehow you're the economic guru. You're the man that can save the world. Well, I remember very well your first big act as Chancellor, when you sold 400 metric tons of gold on the world's exchanges at $275 an ounce. At today's valuation, that would be $10 billion higher. But it isn't just the fact you got it wrong, because we can all get it wrong.
It was the fact that you announced in advance that how much you were going to sell and on what day you were going to sell it. It was an error so basic that the average A-level economic student, even in these educationally devalued times, wouldn't have done. To add to that, you've destroyed our private pension system. You took away from the Bank of England its ability to regulate the banks and gave it to the tick-box bureaucrats at the FSA in Canary Wharf. And we haven't heard an apology. Your government has apologised for the Amritsar massacre. You've apologised for slavery. You've apologised for virtually everything. Will you please apologise for what you did as British Chancellor? And then perhaps we might just listen to you. Thank you.
A new reformed international monetary fund in which we welcome greater representation from the emerging economies and which must have at least 500 billion of resources, twice what it has today, must be empowered to help countries that are facing a flight of capital.
Help All them right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The birth of world government run by private banks.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
And so I want an international monetary fund that does not just react to crises, but prevents crises. And I want a World Bank that has the resources to prevent poverty and to facilitate, amidst the collapse of trade credit, the expansion of trade around the world.
Perhaps you would have more moral authority in this House if your actions matched your words. Perhaps you would have more legitimacy in the councils of the world if the United Kingdom were not going into this recession in the worst condition of any G20 country. The truth, Prime Minister, is that you have run out of our money. The country as a whole is now in negative equity. Every British child is born owing around £20,000.
servicing the interest on that debt is going to cost more than educating the child.
And today I want to emphasize also that Europe and America can work more closely together. I talked to President Obama yesterday about what I want to talk to you about today, about a new era of heightened cooperation between Europe and America. Now, never in recent years have we had an American leadership so keen to cooperate at all levels with Europe.
The European Union is moving. We'll say it loud and clear in London so that we can be working together with our partners, namely our American friends. We want the others to move along with us. We need global rules to the global economy.
So starting with the EU-US summit a few days from now, when President Obama comes to Prague, we can transform that summit from just an annual meeting into an unstoppable progressive partnership to secure the global change that the world now needs.
Prime Minister, you cannot carry on forever squeezing the productive bit of the economy in order to fund an unprecedented engorgement of the unproductive bit. You cannot spend your way out of recession or borrow your way out of debt. And when you repeat in that wooden and perfunctory way that our situation is better than others, that we're well placed to weather the storm, I have to tell you, you sound like a Brezhnev-era apparatchik giving the party line. You know, and we know, and you know that we know that it's nonsense. Everyone knows that Britain is worse off than any other country as we go into these hard times.
And if you talk about what you just heard, Rush Limbaugh, and the rest of them come out and say you're a kook. All we do is watch the European Parliament. All we do is watch C-SPAN and read the bills. All we do is read the Army War College admitting they're preparing to wage war against the American people. And the enemy tells us we lie. No, you lie.
Would you make it shallow?
So I
can feel all the rain.
They're digging the grave for our republic. England has refused to join the European Union. And so Gordon Brown is forcing them, despite the fact in every poll, more than 90% of Brits don't want it. And you heard the British member of the European Parliament standing up to Brown and explaining to him that there will be rebellion in England. But that's why they have Common Purpose and all these other government-controlled groups in control of every city and town, is because they're there to suppress the people standing up and saying no. And that's why when we go out and protest the private Fed, the European U.S. branch of what's happening, the Army's spying on us, and they admit it. Because they work for the criminals. Our government has been seized. Now, I have the YouTube clip. It's going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes. This is a huge announcement. This is so important. Glenn Beck has been talking a little bit about the New World Order in an attempt to get people's confidence, only to betray it. He does this back and forth. He has come out saying, with popular mechanics, none of the camps exist, though it's in the Houston Chronicle, and that he's going to debunk it. I told you, folks, he was suckering you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.